In 1933, the very first traffic signal was installed in Sydney's CBD. Ray French, an electrical fitter who joined the Department of Road Transport and Tramways in the late 1940s, was only 9 at the time.
The first traffic light was at Market and Kent Street at the eastern end of the Pyrmont Bridge. I got this information from the late Bob Filmer, who was the person who supplied the traffic signals to the department. There was great opposition to the installation of these signals from the police department and the police officers, as they felt that they were losing control of one of their jobs, you know. And the police selected this location because it was a steep incline, and a lot of the traffic that was going uphill was horse-drawn at that time in 1933. And because the traffic signals were vehicle-actuated, Bob Filmer used to stand alongside the controller with a switch in his hand, in his pocket, I should say, which he would operate to keep the signals green to allow the horses and carts through. And as a consequence of that, signals were started to be installed all over.
John Longfoot met Bob Filmer at AWA, where Filmer ended his rather illustrious career in the 1960s.
He was the manager of the group, quite a sort of determined sort of person, but also very much the entrepreneur, a little bit of the typical sort of image you've got of the early American salesman, you know.
John McCarroll joined the DMR, the Department of Main Roads, in 1957. He recalls the conflicting roles played by the police and the DMT, the Department of Motor Transport, over control of traffic management.
The police were, in fact, the traffic experts. It's a job they didn't necessarily like. It was seen that because there were a whole lot of penalties hung on traffic offences, that it was appropriate that the police be heavily involved. Some police were very interested in traffic, were very good at traffic, and sort of took to it. Other police got put into traffic and said, I'd rather be a detective, and quinsed and complained and carried on. So the police department as a whole had a bit of an ambivalent attitude towards traffic, but in terms of, you know, who actually was at the coalface, it was the police. And then there was also the Department of Motor Transport, which had been set up basically to run the registration and licensing area, but had somehow inherited a bit of a traffic signal group from the old government transport department. So they ran traffic signals. They ran regulatory signs like speed limit signs in terms of erecting them. But the police tended to approve where these things went. And then the main roads department put up warning signs and those sorts of things, but not regulatory signs like speed limit signs. So it was a bit of a mixture.
By 1950, Sydney needed more traffic signals, and Ray French was appointed to carry out that task for the DMT.
The department, I suppose the government, decided they were going to put in 100 sets of traffic signals. They had funds which had accumulated during the Second World War, and the department set up a section to install it.
Don Hughes was the first traffic signals draftsman to work at the DMT.
What was Ray French like as a boss to work with?
Oh, he was pretty tough. When I was working in 99 Macquarie Street, I asked him if I could have a stool to sit on. And he said, oh, wait till we get to Burwood, because they were fixing up Burwood. And he said, we'll get you a stool then.